Welcome to our discussion of Parshat HaChodesh, Parshat Vayakel Pekudei, renewal. At this time where we're suffering from the COVID virus and it's spread around the country, around the world, people are locked into their homes and keeping social distance from one another. It's a difficult time. We recognize how difficult it is for young mothers to manage their jobs and their children at the same time. Difficult it is for some who have lost their jobs, or their job is reduced, or there's uncertainty about their jobs. How difficult it is for those who live alone, can't have any interaction with others. Each person, a different difficulty. Those who are elderly, those who are just a little bit old, who feel their health is threatened. Those who have some underlying health problems, which makes them feel they're vulnerable to being affected more seriously by the COVID virus. These are heady times. These are difficult times, and we recognize that so much. At the same time, there always has to be Me'az Yatzam Matok. Shimshon said that from something difficult, something sweet has to come out of it. There's got to be something sweet that comes out of it. We have to find the rainbow in every single cloud. And there couldn't be a more beautiful parsha this week, double parsha. Double in two senses, Vayakel and Pekudei, two last parshiot of Shemot, the book of redemption. There's no redemption, they're not going to Israel, but they're redeemed in that God is with them. And that's something we can do in our own homes. God can be with us wherever we are. And Parshat HaChodesh, it's about Hitchadshut, it's about renewal. And I'd like to suggest the following. While this is one of the darkest hours in human history, certainly in recent times for sure, there have been worse, but it's one of the strangest times in history, and certainly in recent history, in our modern history, one of the strangest times we've lived through. But I'd like us to think about what this period could be and how it might affect the day after, what the day after might look like if we use this time in the right kind of way. This week is really all about renewal. And the question is, can we use this time to renew ourselves in a meaningful way? Rosh Chodesh is coming up next Thursday, God willing. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh of the month of Pesach, the month of renewal, the month of the first of the Rishon Hu L'Hashem L'Chodesh, and that's the first of the year. And usually in the Haftorah we would read, Ki Kasher Shamayim Chadashim V'Aretz Chadasha Asher Niyoseh Omdim Fanai. There's a new world that God is going to create. And Rosh Chodesh reminds us, a Chodesh is both, it's a month, but a month is a renewal. It's chadash, it's new. The word chadash means new. It renews us every single month. And the biggest, the most new of the months is the Chodesh Hazeh, Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. We're going to read Parshat HaChodesh. We're going to read that second Torah, if we had a second Torah. We read a second Torah where we read about that this month, the month of Nisan, this is the first month for the Jewish people. That's the month when we went out of Egypt. It's the rabbis say Chadesh Vaveh Mitzuma Chadasha, that we should bring from new half shekels. They would use new funds, new monies, new energy, new enthusiasm, to give new devotion that's given for this year's sacrifices. All the half shekels that are collected during this month of Adar would be used starting the first of Nisan to bring new offerings from new monies, representing new passions. Rosh Chodesh, the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, usually when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, speaks about a new world. The Parshat HaChodesh speaks about HaChodesh Zelachem, Rosh Chodeshim, it speaks about this month of spring, this month of renewal, the month of a new beginning, the month of the first beginning of the Jewish people. But notice, this month of spring comes after what? After the winter. The time of Exodus comes after slavery. The second temple came after 70 years of exile. And the third temple one day, hopefully it will be soon, the third temple will come after thousands of years of galut, of exile, of difficult times, but it always turns around. And actually, the Mishkan itself, the tabernacle, what is it? It's melacha. We know that the Torah starts off Vayakel with Shabbat, and then it talks about all about the Mishkan, the tabernacle. What's the connection? One connection is that whatever we do to build the tabernacle, the melacha, the work, You can't do that on Shabbat. But it says that God rested on Shabbat. We don't do things on Shabbat that God did. Well, guess what? The things that people do to build the Mishkan, those are the things God did to build the world. They're the melachot, they're the basic building blocks of work, of productivity in this world. And guess what? When you build a Mishkan, you build a tabernacle, you're building a new world. And that's what happened. Hukam HaMishkan. It says at the end of Pekudei that Biyom HaChodesh HaRishon BeChad HaChodesh, on the first of Nisan, Takim et Ol Mishkan Ol Moed, you should establish and erect the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and God will dwell in it. Because as if they redid the whole world, God meant the world to be like a Gan Eden where God would rest and He would be present for everybody. Man sinned, human beings sinned, and then the world was renewed again with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And now we're building a new world where God will dwell in its midst, at least in this Mishkan, and through, by extension, to every human being who calls God to that place. So it's the Mishkan is a remaking of the whole world. The Melacha, the Melacha, the Melacha. The Jews finished the Melacha, they started the Melacha, they had too much Melacha. The word is repeated over and over again in this parasha, because it's all about the Melacha. It's all about the Avodah. Al yasu od lamlacha, v'amlacha ita dayam l'chol mlacha, v'kavar lamlacha, et kol mlachet avodat hakodesh. It's all about melacha, it's all about creation. V'dat u'chol mlacha, it's all about doing the same melacha. Ki vo shavah mikol melachto, we say Friday night, that God stopped from all His melacha, all His work. The Mishkan, tabernacle, is about creating a new world. And the question is, as we go through this weird period where we have to social distance from each other, where we don't go to shul for who knows how many weeks, maybe months, we're not going to go to shul. And we're going to do that because we're observant Jews and we value life and we don't want to give anyone an infection. We don't want to give anyone some little mucus or a little bit of germs that's going to somehow infect them. We're especially protective of those who are sickly and those who are elderly. In this time, can this period of incubation, the period where we're in our homes, can this be the beginning of a renewal afterwards? Maybe afterwards, when we go out afterwards, and the president and the prime ministers of the world will announce, it's time to go back, everything's all clear. Maybe it'll be a new world. Maybe you'll see someone in the street and you'll say, hey, you're a fellow human being. How you doing? How was it in the house all those months together? Maybe this is a period of renewal. We mentioned before in our Zoom class that the Balaturim, Yaakov Balaturim, the son of the Rush, he says that there's a comparison between the first redemption and the last redemption. In the first redemption, what happened? In the first redemption, it was before the night before we went out, Ish Ayetzeim Petach Beito Ad Boker, no one can go out of their house. That's what we read in this special portion this week. No one's allowed to go out of their house until the morning. And the end of days, there's also a verse that says we're going to have to go, Boi Chadarech, we're going to have to go into the Cheder. Isaiah 26:20, we're going to have to go into the rooms before the final redemption comes as well. We'll have to hide, we'll have to renew ourselves, we'll have to refresh ourselves. Before God redeemed us, He told us, go into your houses, sanctify your houses. What is a Mishkan? A Mishkan is saying, this is what your house could be. We have a table, the table is for God. We have bread, we have a lamp. The lamp could be for God. It's the throne of God, your home could be the throne of God. Let's take this opportunity to make our homes more beautiful. Some people are going nuts in their homes. The kids are bothering them and the husbands and wives are finally actually have to spend some time together and they're going crazy. But it doesn't have to be that way. It could be a time where we laugh it off and we say, yeah, we're going stir crazy here. But that's okay. We're going to make it. We love each other. We're creating a holy home. Yeah, we're not able to go into the God's home, the official sanctuary, but we're going to make our own homes holy. That's our job. We're going to Kadesh HaBayit. We're going to sanctify the house. We're going to make it a place of prayer and a place of Shabbos and a place of gathering together. Before they went out of Egypt, They had to sanctify their homes. They had to put blood on the doorposts. They had to show that their home was the Mishkan. Their table was their altar. Their door was their altar. And the blood was on their doorposts. And so too in our homes. We've got a mezuzah on the doorposts. We've got tables that we hopefully will dedicate to Shabbos and to blessings and to peace and to camaraderie among a family. We have an opportunity for renewal on this Shabbos HaChodesh, this Shabbos of the rebuilding of the world. And we can look forward that if we incubate properly during this time of the coronavirus and the isolation, if we incubate properly, we could look forward to a time afterwards that will be a whole new world. Just like Isaiah said in the end of Isaiah 66, HaShamayim Chadashim, there'll be a new world, a world where people appreciate the human interaction, where people appreciate being able to get out, where people appreciate how connected we are, that my germs and my saliva, you know what, you've got it in you. We always try to keep our distance, we kind of get grossed out by other people's tissues and everything, but guess what, we're all over each other. That's the general life. We share microbes together. Maybe it'll be a new world in which everyone understands that we share a humanity together. We share the same air. We breathe the same air together. Maybe it'll be a new world. That's our hope. That's our dream. That's our renewal. Let us dedicate ourselves this Shabbos at the beginning of this incubation period to the idea that when we get out, we'll have a renewal, a renewed world. We'll have homes that are sanctified, just like the Mishkan, just like the tabernacle of old. I want to wish everyone a great Shabbos, a Shabbos filled with the light in your own home. And if you're by yourselves, just know that you're part of a worldwide community of people who are by themselves making Shabbos, sitting alone with God this Shabbos. And we're with you, and we hope indeed that we'll be able to join you together physically soon in our time.